Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, teaches us Garfim. One can take a pitchfork and throw out the waste. Mitachas Ragle Habehema. Mitachas Ragle Behema Be'arba Asa. He could actually throw out the waste on Erev Pesach. V'mayed. Whereas we've been saying in previous shurim as well, the halachas of chalamoid are more stringent than the halachas of erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, only misalkin al tzadim. The only thing we could do is push the waste to the side, but not completely remove it. So the Gemara on the nun hayim beis brings a braisa that discusses this thing. Says the braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Hazevel Shebechatzer, waste that's found in the Chatzer, the halach is Mesalkin Oysel Tzadim. They may be moved to the side, but they can't be taken out completely. Sheberefes, however, the Zevel that's found in the barn, or Shebechatzer, the zevel that's found in the chotzer, maitzinai sel ashpa, can be completely removed to the garbage dump. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Hagufa kasha, isn't this braisa, ask the Gemara, self-contradictory? Amrit, we began the braisa with saying, zevel shebechotzer, masalkin oysel etzadim, that the only thing we could do with the zevel is push it to the side, but not completely remove it. But ask the Gemara v'hadatani, and then the Braisa says, Shevarefa Shebechatzer, Maitzinai Selash, but they may be completely removed. So how do we reconcile this Braisa? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Lekasha. Kan Baba Asur, the part of the Braisa that says that the Zevel may be completely removed is on Erev Pesach, which as we just said is more lenient. Kan the braisa that says that we can only move it to the side, but not completely remove it, is referring to Chol HaMoed. Rav Amar, Rav gives a different teretz. Hava hava Chol HaMoed. The braisa is only speaking about Chol HaMoed. Vach kama. The way to understand the braisa, says Rav, is as follows. You're only allowed to move it to the side, but if your chotzer gets so accumulated with zevel, the Nasa Chotzer Kerefis, you have no more room to move it to the side. It's so full of Zevel, then even though it's Chol HaMoed, Maitzinai Selash, but you could take it out to the garbage dump. And there's a very fundamental Machloikis, Rishonim, Achronim, how to understand what Abai and Rava are saying. The Bach and Or V'Chaim, Simen Tov Samach Ches, says that there's really no machloikis between Abaya and Rava. And they both hold as follows. On Erev Pesach, you're always allowed to remove the Zevel completely. Chol HaMoed, you can only move it to the side. However, if your Chotzer got so dirty and it's already a hezek, and it's already dangerous to have that zevel, and it can't be easily pushed to the side, that even though it's Chol HaMoed, you could take it completely out of the garbage dump. That's in your chotzer. The refes, which is not a place where they lived, in the chotzer we know, especially we learned Masechta Erevin, the chotzer was really a place where they did a lot of their activity. That's why, if the chotzer accumulates with so much zevel, we're allowed to remove it. The refus, which is the barn, which is not a place where they lived, you're never allowed to take it out to the garbage dump. You're never allowed to take the zevel out from there to the garbage dump of Chol HaMoed. You can only push it to the side. And the Bach says that this is actually the opinion of the Rambam. He says, because in Hilchos Erev Pesach, the Rambam says, then Erev Pesach, you could completely remove the Zevel. Whereas in Hilchos Chol Hamoed, he says only if the chatzah becomes like a refus can it be taken out to the ashba. However, the Bach himself says that the Rif and the Rosh actually hold that there is here a machloikis between Abaya and Verava. According to Abaya, there's never a difference between the refus and the chatzah. The distinction is between Erev Pesach and Chol Hamoed. On Erev Pesach, you're allowed to take the zevel out to the garbage dump. And the Chol Hamoed, you could only move it to the side, unless the chatzar turns into a refus, that then Abaya will let you take it out to the garbage dump. Rava, on the other hand, says the Bach, according to the Rif and Rosh, doesn't distinguish between Erev Pesach and Chol Hamoed. His distinction is between the refus and the chatzar. In the refus, you could take it out. In the chatzah, you could push it to the side. But if your chatzah becomes so dirty that it's a refus, you could take it out. And when Rava, says the Bach, said Hava Hava Chol Hamoed, he didn't mean to say that this halacha is only a Chol Hamoed. He says this halacha, that whatever the halacha is a Chol Hamoed, is also the halacha on Erev Pesach. Just because Abaya made a distinction between Chol Hamoed and Erev Pesach, so comes Rava and says you don't have to make that distinction. It could be speaking completely about the same date, whether it's Chol Hamoed or Erev Pesach. So as we learn this halacha, we think to ourselves, so how is this relevant to us? We don't have zevel necessarily in the chatzar, and we don't have barns. Most of us aren't farmers, but it is very relevant because, as we know, on Chol Hamoed, not all activity is mutter. On the contrary, kedushas Chol Hamoed demands that we not do malacha on Chol Hamoed. However, Chazal tell us from Chazal to the times of the Poskim, what may be done in Chol Hamoed. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Chol Hamoed, and we look at the Poskim, who explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch, there are actually two separate Atarim that are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that although these two halachas seem to be very similar, they're actually not. One halacha is in Simen Tuf Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hazeva Shebechatzer, if Zevel accumulates in the Chatzer, Asa Lahaitzi, you may not remove it completely from the Chatzer, this is in Hilchos Chol Hamoed, Al Yisakana L'Stadim, you should move it to the side. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'im Nisraba Achinasa Chatzer Karefes, your Chatzer got so dirty, it looks already like a barn, Maitzina Yisrael Ashba, you could take it out to the Ashba. And the reason is, like we just learned, when you have such an accumulation of dirt, Chazal, when you have such an accumulation of dirt, so now it's very bothersome and you may remove it. Similarly, if it's in the house, so obviously, in a house, people are much more sensitive to dirt, and therefore, say the Poskim, and this is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kuchosoi, Perik Samaches Horachaf Beis, that you could always take out the garbage, because the garbage obviously is bothersome in the house. And says Rav Yoshev, that even if you have a way of putting your garbage, you have a big house, and you can put the garbage in bags, that there should be no odor from the garbage, it's still mutter. And we need to understand why. If the entire heter we're learning here is that you're allowed to remove the garbage because your house, your chatzah looks like a refus, so if your chatzah is not going to look like a refus, you have a basement where you could put the garbage and put it in bags and there won't be an odor, why are you allowed to take it out? For that, we have to look at another halacha. And that's a halacha in Aruch Chaim, again, Siman Hilchos Chol Moed, Siman Tuf Kuf Mem. There, the Shulchan Aruch says, Muta Lito Gavshusha Shababayis. If you have a pile of dirt in your home, you're allowed to remove it. Nothing to do with Zevil. And if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Beis Yosef, what is the basis of this heter? He said, this heter is a new heter. Any melacha that doesn't involve tircha is mutar chalamoid. So now we could understand Rabbi Yosha's psak. Perhaps if you have a place where to put your garbage in the house, that it won't be in the way, and it won't give an odor, and there won't be a health hazard. There is no heter of our Gemara. But there's a new heter. And that is, taking out the garbage is not considered a significant tircha. And if it's not considered a significant tircha, it's mutter. But going back to our first halacha, our Gemara actually, wherever the garbage creates discomfort, and discomfort is not only a bad odor, but let's say it prevents people from being able to walk in the street, or more so, if it prevents chas v'shalom, if it creates a health hazard, say the Paiskim, and Shmir Shabbos Kuchosei says this, you can remove it. And that's why garbage may be collected even from the street on Yontif. However, what about sweeping the street? That is already not as so mutter. Because, again, it certainly involves tircha. And if there are leaves on the street, they don't necessarily create a health hazard or don't necessarily create a situation where you can't walk in the street. And therefore, you have to be more machmer. The Kaf HaChaim, however, says that through an Akum, we could be more medical. But as we just learned, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Kuf Mem Sif Beis taught us a new heter. And that is, anything that doesn't involve a tircha is mutter. And therefore, the Paiskim say, washing the floor in the house or sweeping the floor, since it doesn't involve a great tircha, and it's l'tzarich moed, you want your house to be neat and clean for yontif, it's mutter. However, the Debrei Tzinarov and the Shalos Tshuvos Ber Moshe Chelik Zayin Siman Peches and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosoi and Perik Semach Vav Sif Mem Zayin say that if you're washing or you're mopping your floor, you're allowed to mop it in the regular fashion. And even if when you pour out your water, you pour it out onto the backyard and you're going to cause things to grow, it's still mutter. However, what's mutter, says the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasai, is just washing your floor. But to polish the floor, or to take a brush and really start scrubbing the floor, that should not be done in Chol HaMoed. Furthermore, he says, polishing your windows should not be done. He actually says there's another concern when it comes to polishing the windows, and that is, since you're standing by the window and polishing your window, it's something that everybody in the street could see, and therefore it's mutter. Similarly, the Shmir Shabbos Kuchosoi and Perik Samach Vav Sif Yud Ches says that you're allowed to wash your dishes or your pots and pans after you use them, even if you're not going to use them anymore on Yontif. In other words, let's say you're going away for the rest of Yontif, still washing your pots and pans and dishes, he says, besides the health aspect, he says, since it's common that after you use dishes and pots and pans, it's considered something that's not considered a tircha. And for the same reason, he says, let's say you're leaving your home, or he says, let's say you had your business open on Chol HaMoed, and you were allowed to have your business open on Chol HaMoed, but as the day goes on, it gets messy. So to neaten up the house, that is, or even the business, he says over there, quotes of Shlomo Zalman in Perek Samach Vav, Sif Ha'ora Pei Dalid, was Mekel. That is also considered not a tircha, just setting things up. In general, any cleaning that's not done every week, that's done only occasionally, should not be done. But cleaning that's done on a constant basis, like dusting is mutter. Furthermore, says the Debrei Tzina Rav, you could use even a vacuum cleaner to clean your carpet. And however says Rev Shlomo Zalman, that even though we were lenient in allowing you to neaten up your house when you're leaving on Chol HaMoed, even though you won't be coming back till after Yontif, however he says, then we have to be more strict. And only neatening up the house, which represents absolutely no tircha at all, is permitted. But to do any cleaning, since you're not going to be there for Yontif, is mutter. Furthermore, certainly anything that is done to prevent disease, so removing garbage, which if left in an inhabited area, can chas v'shalom cause disease, certainly may be done on Chol HaMoed.